What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedulefly, and this is another episode in our Timeless Advice series. And this is with Brett Oliverio. Brett owns Sup Dogs, and there's two locations, one in Greenville, North Carolina, and one in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And if you haven't seen our video that we made, I highly recommend checking out the story of Sup Dogs. If you go to supdogs.com, S as in Sam, supdogs.com, SUPDOGS.com. Check out their story. In 15 years of doing this, the story of Sup Dogs is the most amazing story that we've come across. And we've made our share of films over the days, but this was the most investment we put into a film of time and energy and passion, and it was well worth it. It's about a 7-minute film, and it's just amazing. So check it out. This is a great piece of advice we got from talking to Brett for Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. That was our second book that we wrote. We self-published it back in 2017. Our first book was 2010. Both those books are filled with timeless advice. And we'll get to this one here in a second. But first, this episode is sponsored by Schedulefly, us here at Schedulefly. We serve 6,000 restaurants today, and we've gotten there through word of mouth over 15 years by providing a very simple, very easy to use, web-based restaurant employee scheduling software with legendary customer support. That's our formula. Simple software, legendary support. We serve restaurants, we serve bars, we serve breweries, distilleries, cideries, ice cream shops, coffee shops, boutique hotels. Most of our customers are independently owned. We also have franchisees, and we love serving them when they're able to make independent decisions, you know, not something forced down from corporate. And we've learned over the years that, you know, if you're looking for the simplest software and the best customer support, that's us. If you like lots and lots of bells and whistles and integrations and things like that, there's other options out there. But for those of you that are on pencil and paper or Excel, or you're taking a picture of your schedule and texting it out, or you using some combination of some other, you know, tools not designed for restaurant scheduling, give us a shot. We're not going to bother you. You can go set up a 30-day free trial. We're here if you need us. Otherwise, we leave you alone. No commitments. We have no setup fees, no cancellation fees, no contracts, just simple monthly pricing if your 30-day trial goes well and you want to continue. And the last thing I'll say is ask around. If you find somebody that's used Schedulefly, we're confident that they'll have good things to say. The other sponsor of our episode is Flyp, and that's F-L-Y-P. Y as in Yahoo. Go to flipmoney.com and check out their mobile banking platform. This is a really cool business. We know the guys that started this business. We know their team. They're great folks, and they have great intentions of serving people that are typically underserved by most banks. It is a debit card-based checking account. That's their initial product, and they have more on the pipe. But here's the deal. You get a debit card, and unlike most debit cards, there's rewards for this debit card. So instead of getting a credit card where you pay an annual fee and you better pay that thing on time every month, there's interest and, you know, all that stuff just to get some rewards, Flyp is no annual fee, no minimum monthly balance or no minimum balance period, no ATM fees at 37,000 ATMs, and you get a debit card. And every time you use your debit card, you spin the Flyp wheel on your Flyp app on your phone, and you might win up to 110% cash back. Or you might win 50% cash back, or 20, or 10, or 5, or 2, or 1. Or you might win Flyp coins, and you can use Flyp coins for a variety of things. So it takes a debit card to a new level of you know, making it fun every time you spend money. Maybe you'll get something back, and the rewards can be really cool. So they also have great customer service. And if you sign up and use the promo code Schedulefly, then once you've put $100 in there and spent $100, you'll get $20 on the house on Flyp. So make sure to use that promo code Schedulefly. Flipmoney.com, F-L-Y-P, check them out in the App Store. Okay, and here we go. So again, this is Brett Oliverio from Sup Dogs. Make sure to go watch that video, supdogs.com. You can also find it on our website. Click the podcast link, and you'll see there's some films on there, including the story of Sup Dogs. But When I spoke to Brett, he was 9 months into his second location. The first location was in Greenville, North Carolina. East Carolina University is there. This is this Sup Dogs is a place that's only going to be in college towns. It's a college bar. And in fact, they've won 3 of the 4 Barstool Sports Best College Bar in America competitions that are done every March during March Madness. That's right. They've done it 4 times. Sup Dogs has won 3 of them and was the runner-up to the national champion 2 years ago. But they won the first 2, runner-up the 3rd year, and they won last year. So this place is pretty freaking special and pretty amazing. And they had done so well in ECU. Brett and his bride decided to expand. They opened in Chapel Hill. They had been open 9 months when we interviewed him for this book. And here we go. So I said, what's the biggest lesson you've learned from expanding? And here's Brett. Quote, you really have to stick to who you are. I know who we are. We are specialty hot dogs, specialty burgers, cheesy tots, cheesy fries. We're here for the college students. We are high energy, loud, bright, fun. We open up in college towns. College is fun, so our business is going to be fun. I want it to be the most fun. It's unorthodox, different from any restaurant. It's half restaurant, half just exciting party. It's a cool concept. But you've got to stick to who you are. In Chapel Hill, our building looks awesome from the outside. We put a ton of money into it. So it was weird because I think people were expecting some crazy upscale burger bar with 45 craft beers and Maker's Mark on the shelf. It took us a while to find our audience, and there's pressure to conform to the norm and conform to what other people are doing. But you really have to stick to what you do, and what we do is for college students. We make no bones about it. That's hard, especially when you move into a market where nobody knows you. There's tons of pressure to conform. You've got to know who you are and really fight and stay with who you are. Otherwise, I don't think you have a chance to be successful if you're opening a second one. You also have to be patient. It takes a long time. We've been open for a little over 9 months in Chapel Hill, and I feel like we're just starting to really find our audience and our customer base. We don't have a hostess. It's loud. It's bright. All of our servers are college girls. We're a little edgy. We're different from anything in Chapel Hill. It takes a long time just to build your brand and stick to your guns. It's tough, though. There are days where you're taking a beating. But in the end, if you have all your processes in place and your product is there, I think you're going to be successful. I believe in what we do, and I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can work. To me, that's a recipe for success. But wow, there's a lot of pressure to be like everyone else. I have zero interest in doing that. It's definitely a battle and a grind. What we do every single day, end quote. And then I followed up with that and said, this is me. One of my favorite business books is called Different, Escaping the Competitive Herd. It's written by a marketing professor at Harvard, Youngmi Moon. She talks about how important it is to take a stand and be different if you want to create something special. And then Brett picks up, quote, I totally agree. I think a lot of that applies to what we're doing. College is the most fun time in your life, so I want to be the most fun restaurant out there. You have to know who your audience is. I think one of my strengths and my wife's strengths is knowing what college students and a college community want. We do get a ton of families in for lunch and a ton of families in for dinner. It's not just college kids that come into our restaurant, but when I think about college, it's all about girls and having fun. That's what our business has to be all about. Our hot dog is 6 inches long, but it's not too thick. It's not like you're eating some big giant hot dog at the stadium. Our patties are hand-packed, fresh, hand-smashed. We smash them out real thin. To me, it's a little easier for a girl to eat it. A group of college girls isn't going to want to eat a big giant piece of cow before she goes to a house party with her friends. Everything we do is sort of with the college girl in mind. Everything from our drinks to presentation of our food to the decor of the restaurant. My mentality is if you can be successful doing that, the guys will follow and the community will follow. If I visit a college town, I want to get the college experience. We went to the University of Florida a couple years ago to go to a football game, and I wanted to see my wife's whole college experience. I wanted to be around the students. I wanted to be around the Gators. We get complaints. The restaurant's too loud. It's too bright. There are too many girls in there. They say, your staff acts like sorority girls. Well, this is a college. I mean, what do you want? I saw one Yelp review where some guy was like, the food was great and the service is good, but their staff is laughing and they're loud and they're having fun. This isn't a sorority house, girl. This is work. I'm thinking, this dude just doesn't get it. 99.9% of the stuff I hear is positive, and I love it. With complaints, my dad always says, if there's someone that really doesn't like being there, it's like having a remote control. You could turn the channel if you want. There are always other options. You're not going to be for everyone, that's for sure. If we make a mistake and we're in the wrong, I'm over the top apologetic. I'll do anything I can to make it right. But my mentality, first and foremost, is to side with our restaurant and our staff, because most of the time they know what they're doing. Those are the people you are working with day in and day out. I really side with our staff first. But there is stuff that comes up, and if we mess up a ticket or a ticket time's 30 minutes or whatever it is, and I'm going to be the first one to apologize. I know we're in the wrong, but there is something to be said for sticking to your business and your staff and your beliefs. End quote. Could not agree more with that. Very similar to how we run this business, and a great reminder to stick with who you are, know who you are, stick with who you are, believe in what you're doing, be patient, and just grind it out every day. It's a great formula. Thank you all for listening. More of these coming soon. Do us a favor, please. Pause this and give us a rating. If you listen to this show, you know I've been asking for ratings. I'll keep asking. I really appreciate you if you've done it. If you haven't, if you just take a second, give us a rating. If you could throw a comment in there, it would be really helpful. We really appreciate it. The more ratings and more comments we get, the more that the algorithms will spread this show around to more people, and more people will get to hear this excellent advice that we're able to provide from our customers that we're so fortunate to serve. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate you, and more of these coming soon. See you.